Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today pre-market podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Friday. Thank God it's Friday the 10th of May. And as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. And of course, if you're listening to this podcast for free, we'd love to have you as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up at marcustoday.com.au for a free two-week trial of our wonderful newsletter. All right, well, let's head over to the scores on the doors as usual. The Dow Jones closing up 331 points, or 0.9%, 39,388. Bouncing back, Dow Jones was up 357 points at its best, and its low was minus 68. That was its seventh winning day in a row. So Home Depot and Caterpillar leading the Dow higher, stocks gaining more than 2%. We also saw fresh weekly jobless claims came in at the highest level since August, raising expectations that central bankers may cut interest rates at some point this year. The NASDAQ was up 0.27%, nothing very exciting. 44 points or 16,346. The S&P 500 in the middle for diddle, up 0.51, 26 points, 5,214, regaining that 5,200 level. And the Russell 2000 up 18 points or 0.9%, beating them all, 2,074. The VIX Volatility Index falling into a state of disrepair at the moment, down to 12.69, down 2.4%. Lots and lots of complacency. Options have never been cheaper, it seems, in order to hedge equity positions. ASX SPY futures up 23 points or 0.3%, bouncing back from that nasty odd day yesterday. 83 points down, 1.1% down yesterday, 23 points up today. Resources escaping the wrath yesterday, but banks well and truly did not escape the wrath. CBA came in for selling after their quarterly update, and Westpac went ex-dividend and some, down 5.6%, I think they were in the end. So not a good day for the banks, down 2.34%. Looking at US 10 years in the yield space, 4.459, down 4.1 basis points. The 2.3 basis point fall for US 2 years as well. We did have a Treasury auction last night, which went off better than anticipated. So that really helping those yield stocks. So, of course, next week we have those CPI numbers coming out from the US. So that is going to be the focal point for the US. As far as stocks go over there, Nvidia down 1.8, AMD down 0.8, Netflix up 0.4, Meta, the artist formerly known as Facebook, up 0.6, Tesla down 1.6 again, Amazonians up 0.8, Alphabetti Spaghetti up 0.2, Microsoft up 0.4, and Apple a day up 1%. US banks did well. We had JP Morgan up 0.9, Bank of America up 1.5%, Goldman's 1.9% higher, Morgan Stanley 2.6% higher. CBA, though, overseas was down 1.1%, not as bad as it was here. ResMed bounced, and SQM, the artist formerly known as Block, well, in fact, that's its real name, was up 2.9%. UBS used to be smart, down 1.7. Barclays up 0.8. Deutsche down 0.6%. We did see a bounce last night. The Bitcoin price up 1.5%, 62,488 per fund token. And the US dollar index eased back slightly, down 0.3%. Last night we also had news out of the UK with the Bank of England keeping rates unchanged at 5.25%. If ever there was an economy that needed some help, that is the one. But they do have some stubborn inflation. Only two of the nine members of the Monetary Policy Committee voted to start cutting rates immediately. The rest decided to hold off. Sweden, of course, did cut rates recently. So Sweden leading the charge in Europe. ECB is pregnant with a cut as well. Another central bank news last night. Mexico Central Bank kept its key rate unchanged at 11%. Right, let's switch gears and head over to the commodity complex. Brent crude up 0.4%, 37 cents to $84.10. WTI regaining that $80, 80.9 at the moment, up 30 cents or 0.36%. Gold had a big night, up 1.6%, $37.20, up to $2,346. Platinum was up 1%. Silver, hi-ho, up 3.6% last night. Copper easing slightly higher, 0.3% higher. Nickel up 1.5, aluminium up 0.7, zinc up 0.7, lead up 0.2, ton up 1.4, iron ore recovering a little bit, up 1%. We did see the lithium price under pressure. However, looking at the miners last night, interesting picture emerging still. BHP up 1.1% in ADR terms, Rio up 1.4%. Newmont and Barrick in the gold space. Newmont up 3.1%, Barrick up 1.4%, Vale up 0.8%. We had Anglo up 3.1%, Arcadium Lithium up 4.2%, Albemarle up 2.4%, SQM up 1.7%, Sigma up 3.9%. There's a lot happening in this lithium sector. I know a lot of people have written it off, but there is a lot happening, especially in the second liners. Not so much in the likes of Pilbara, for instance, but the Latin Resources, the Lion Towns, etc., doing pretty well. In US oil and gas stocks, Exxon up 2%, Chevron up 1.8%, and Shell up 0.6%. Turning our attention to matters local, QBE has confirmed, as they all do, FY24 outlook, thanks to premium increases, confirmed its full-year outlook with premium growth in the mid-single digits. You wonder where inflation is? Well, there's QBE for you. They had estimated that gross written premiums will be about $3.9 billion. Growth in gross written premiums rose 2%, so that is good. One of the big mining funds with BlackRock, EV Hambro, he is very bullish on mining stocks at the moment. He is saying it is cheaper to buy mines than to build them. And that is a tacit approval for big deals like BHP. Everyone is pretty aware of my view on BHP at the moment. But there we go. We have had one ex-RBA official out this morning saying Australia will only cut rates in late 2025. This is Jonathan Kearns. When it does start cutting, it will only do so twice in 6 months because it didn't go much above the neutral rate in the first place, according to Mr. Kearns. Another RBA alumni, Lucy Ellis, also anticipating a higher for longer scenario, but expects a rate cut to be more likely late this year. All right, in other local news, Helia Group has launched a further on-market share buyback for up to $100 million Aussie. From the 13th of May till the 31st of December. We have got St. Barbara has reported the outcome of the Simberi expansion concept study. There are a few highlights. The concept study provides a strong case for St. Barbara to push forward with the larger 3.7 million tonnes per annum throughput options at Simberi. Suncorp out this morning has reported Q3 SETI ratio, the CET1 ratio, 10.27. That's down from 10.45% in the last quarter. Q3 banking update, total housing loans up 1.4%, total business loans up 0.6%. Life 360 is filing for a US listing. So that's of interest to those people playing that tech stock. And also we have Leo Lithium, which came out a couple of days ago with their announcement. A little bit more on what I think the valuation should be for Leo Lithium in Henry's Take today. Jarden has downgraded to sell from neutral. Of course, you can't actually sell because it is a trading halt still. Target cut price there to 43 cents from 60 cents, giving it a 16% downside. I think there were some people were considering a 100% downside in that one at one stage. So a slightly better result than some had been going for. More on that in Henry's Take today. Ainsworth Game Technologies downgraded to neutral from outperform at Macquarie. Target price cut there to $1.10 from $1.45. REA Group upgraded to buy from neutral at UBS. Target increase there to $214 from $184.40. We did get an update yesterday. Looked a pretty positive update in a pretty nasty old day yesterday. Other broken news, Pro Medicus upgraded to outperform from underperform at CLSA. targeting price cut rose from $100. Now the target increased to $125. Super cheap retail, which got a bit super cheaper yesterday, upgraded to neutral from sell at UBS. Target there decreased to $13 from $13.75. We have ARB Corp, which came out with some better than expected numbers, I guess, in some respects, given what happening in Babcorp. ARB upgraded to buy from accumulate at Ord Minnett. Target increase there to $44 from $42.50. Aussie Broadband downgraded to accumulate from buy at Ord Minnett. Targeting price there $4.19 from $4.16. Hardly worth getting out of bed for, really. Not even worth firing up the spreadsheet for. JB Hi-Fi upgraded to overweight from neutral at JP Morgan. Increased target there to $63 from $60. That despite those numbers coming out yesterday. And just as a further sign of the way the economy is heading, if those retail results and upgrades and downgrades yesterday weren't enough, Suncorp's bad loans have jumped by $85 million in March quarter. There has been an $85 million increase in 90-day plus due loans in the March quarter. That is now up to $510 million. Both commercial and residential loans have been affected there. And for those of you interested in IPOs, there is a company called Kinetic Group, which is the largest bus operator in Australasia. And it is a dominant player in bus and rail operations globally. Makes around $450 million in earnings and is heading to the market. Macquarie Capital is trying to float it. And that implies a $4 billion plus deal is on the cards. So we'll wait and see. It's currently owned by pension fund in Canada, OP Trust. It's got big operations in Australia and New Zealand with over 167 long-term contracts, 5,000 vehicles. In the UK, it's got 190 contracts, 7,000 vehicles and 95 depots. So keep an eye out for that one. Kinetic is that one. All right, well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. It is Friday, SPY Up 23. We are going to finish the week on a slightly positive note. I would imagine we'll see a little bit of interest in resources, especially given that we have seen some commodity price rises. And yesterday, resources really saved our bacon compared to the banking stocks, which are going ex-dividend. And let's face it, they're hardly growth stocks on the back of those numbers that we have seen. So the impetus to buy banks is starting to wane somewhat. Maybe we are switching over to the resource-focused. Have a great day, and as always, may the trading gods be with you.